And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Connie Hamilton, who is with Greek Festival. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for having me today to promote our Greek Festival days.
Well, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule, because I know this week has probably got to be crazy for you at this point.
It's absolutely crazy. They are just so busy down at the church right now, working on the breads and tomorrow's lamb preparation. Well, actually, I think they're doing lamb preparation today and the souvlaki, cleaning the patio, doing the chicken, all the last-minute preparations. A lot of things that were able to be frozen were made earlier and have been in the freezers down there. So it's going to be fresh and ready for everyone to come and attend this weekend, the 8th and 9th.
So what time will things kick off on Friday?
11 o'clock is when the serving lines begin, and there are two serving lines to accommodate the people that want to go through the a la carte. Of course, we will once again have our express platter to go, which is trays of chicken, yeddo or lamb entrees, and that includes some pilaf and the green beans and domates and a Greek cookie, the koularaikia. So that will be a ready, prepared little lunch for those that want to, and that's only from 11 until 2. So if you're taking back to your business, to your associates, that's a great way to do it. Go in and pick up those platters. They'll be downstairs in the basement of the church, and or if you just want to go to the a la carte line, it's ready for you there as well.
All right, and they're all pretty reasonably priced and, of course, very, very delicious.
Very delicious, and the prices have not raised in the past 3 years. So I was surprised today when I was doing the menu that the prices were exactly the same as they have been. So I think, you know, we're trying to accommodate things going on in our economy as well.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. Now, of course, people can come and eat there, and you guys will also have live entertainment.
We do. We have the Greek dancers from Salt Lake City. There are three groups of younger kids, the Opa group. There are three of them. And then also the Dionysius group are the older dancers, and they put on quite a show as well. They will be performing at 7 and at 10 on Friday night. And the younger dancers will begin performing at 12 throughout the day. Saturday, there are only two performances, one at 12 and one at 12:30. They're on schedule to return to Salt Lake for some other commitments. So there will only be two performances of dancers on Saturday. So your best bet if you want to see them is to come sometime on Friday or during the lunch hour on Saturday as well.
All right. So what else have we added besides the yummy food and coming and hanging out and watching the dancers?
Well, of course, we always have our church tours, and we're very blessed to have Father Makarios conduct those church tours. There will be three of them during the day on Friday and Saturday. So they'll be announced during the festival, and you can congregate on the steps, and he will be glad to answer any questions and take you on a tour of the historic Assumption Greek Orthodox Church, which this year it is 100 years old.
Oh, wow.
We're very happy to be having our festival as kind of a kickoff to our centennial celebration, which will be in August 19th through the 21st. Golf tournaments, dinners, gala events. There will be a lot going on that entire weekend. So, and there will be a booth set up at the festival with all the information. So if people are interested in attending the centennial celebration, they can get all the information there.
Oh, great. So they'll know what to expect and all the fun things that are going to be going on for that as well.
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're about ready to run out of time. Is there anything else you want to let everyone know about your Greek festival this weekend?
I think signing up for the 5K run. This is our fourth annual Greek Festival 5K run. That will be on the morning of July 9th. You may congregate. I think they're beginning at the church, and it's $15, which includes your T-shirt and the $5 food certificate per person. Registration's at 7:30 at the church, and the race begins at 8. So that's another fun event that's going on during Greek Festival Days this weekend right here in Price, Utah.
Hey, and you know what the good thing about that is you don't have to feel guilty about eating Friday night.
Absolutely not. And then run it off on Saturday.
There you go. There you go. Well, Connie, thank you so much for taking time from your busy day and letting us know what's going on and what to expect. And it sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, it really does. We look forward to seeing everyone down at the festival this weekend.
All right, Connie, thank you so much again.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
This has been a Castle Country FYI.